Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to another fantastic episode on the silsila Treasures of Wisdom. And we hope and pray that you and your families are doing well and are keeping in the best of health, inshallah. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our creator, our sustainer, and our nourisher. And as a reminder, as we know, a reminder is beneficial for a believer, that you and I, we should always be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, always show thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the countless blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon you and I. When someone asks you, how are you doing? Then always reply by saying, Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal, that all praises are due to you, O Allah, upon every single state and circumstances that I may be in. And when you do this, you would find Allah Ta'ala blessing you so much. You would find prosperity, you would find success, you would find barakah in this world, in the qabr, and in the hereafter. So Alhamdulillah, today yet again, we have another beautiful, fascinating topic of discussion, and that is the wisdom behind a sneeze. Yes. And today, inshallah, we are going to gain deeper insights into this beautiful topic. Who was the first to sneeze? What reply should be given to when we hear a person sneeze? What should we say when we sneeze? And much more we are going to be discussing today, inshallah. But before that, dear viewers of Madani channel, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And in a very beautiful narration, our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned that decorate your gatherings by reciting salawat upon me, because your recitation of salawat upon me will be a noor, a light for you on the day of qiyamah. So let us all collectively send salawat upon our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So today's topic, as you know already, the wisdom behind a sneeze. And usually when we do sneeze, we don't think of it as much. We don't think that, you know, it holds much importance. And we think that, you know what, it's just normal, it's just casual to sneeze, and there is not much significance behind it. But dear viewers of Madani channel, to your surprise and to all of our surprise, there is significance behind a sneeze. There is blessings behind a sneeze. And that is exactly what we are going to dive deep into, inshallah. So to begin with, let us ask ourselves this question, that who was the first person to sneeze? And it's mentioned that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed to create Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala commanded the angel of death, Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam, to go to the earth and take some sand, take some soil from the earth. So by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the angel of death took a handful of soil from the earth, the upper layer of the earth peeled off like a shell and it came into his hand. And the soil, the sand, it included 60 colors and various qualities. Allah Ta'ala then commanded it to be kneaded with different types of water. And then from that soil, the body of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was formed, and it was placed at the gates of Jannah, the gates of paradise. Now when this occurred, the angels, they were astonished upon seeing it, upon seeing the structure, seeing this body, because they had never ever seen such a creature with such a form and appearance before. And then Allah Ta'ala commanded the soul to enter the body. Now, as the soul entered the body and reached the nose of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam sneezed at that point. And when the soul reached his tongue, Allah Ta'ala said to him that, say Alhamdulillah. And when Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam said Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Yarhamukallah ya Aba Muhammad, meaning, may Allah have mercy upon you, O Abu Muhammad. This is the technonym, the kunniyah of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. Thereafter, Allah Ta'ala said that, I have created you to express my praise, my glorification. And thereafter, the soul gradually spread throughout the entire body, and Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, he stood up. So from this, dear viewers of Madani channel, we now come to understand and realize that Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was the first person to sneeze. And that is why today, when you and I sneeze, then our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wasallam has taught you and I that when we sneeze, we say Alhamdulillah. And the person who hears our sneeze, that person says Yarhamukallah. And we give the reply back to that person, Yahdikumullah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Now, together with understanding all of this, there's also a very beautiful scientific part to it as well. In order for you and I to understand our human body, to understand the nature of our human body. And when we understand this, we will think that, look at how beautiful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the human body. Subhanallah. Now, a sneeze, as we know, it is very, very important for the human body. Allah Ta'ala created soft membranes, and these are thin layers of skin and tissue in humans and animals, and they are transparent throughout the entire air passage from the nose, from the mouth and throat, all the way down to the lungs. Now, according to scientific research, when a person sneezes, you know what happens then? The bacteria and viruses present in the nose, they are removed. And our body becomes free from germs. Subhanallah. How wonderful is the system created by our Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All praises are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most majestic, the most great. That is why you and I have to always show shukr to Allah, always be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it is not you and I sneezing of our own accord. Allah Ta'ala has granted you and I the ability to sneeze. And that is why you and I are taught to say Alhamdulillah. And also, our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there are so many beautiful narrations in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned regarding sneezing. For instance, in one narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves sneezing but dislikes yawning. Allah Ta'ala loves a person when they sneeze but dislikes yawning. So if any one of you sneezes and praises Allah, every Muslim who hears him must respond to him by saying Yarhamukallah, subhanallah. Now, why is Alhamdulillah said after sneezing. Why do we say Alhamdulillah after sneezing? For this to understand it deeper, yes, we are praising Allah. It is a way of showing a gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But let us understand it even more deeper. And for this, subhanallah, the commentator of Sahih al-Bukhari, Allama Sharif al-Haq al-Amjadi rahimahullah, he says that sneezing is one of the six essential elements for good health. Sitta dhururiyya refers to the six necessary things for a person that, you know, a person needs throughout their lives until death. And what does this include? This includes A, food and drink, physical movement and rest, mental and emotional activity and calmness as well, sleeping and waking, and the retention of substances in the body for an appropriate duration. And this is followed by the proper elimination from the body. So when a person sneezes, what happens is the harmful moisture that is in our nose, when a person sneezes, the harmful moisture is removed from the body. So the one who sneezes is instructed to say, Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Now, also in the hadith that I've mentioned previously, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes a person when he sneezes and Allah ta'ala dislikes yawning. So some people, when we talk about yawning, when we see this around us, that you may see some people, when they yawn, they open their mouths wide and they make some funny, strange sounds as they yawn. So this should be avoided. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has mentioned that when the one who yawns makes a sound, the devil, shaitan, laughs at him. That is, when someone yawns with their mouth wide open and he makes the sound, you know, a sound emanates while the person is yawning, then shaitan laughs at how he influenced the person to act foolishly. So we are taught that when you do yawn, then cover your mouth with the back of your left hand and try not to make a sound. And thereafter recite, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Because Allah Ta'ala likes sneezing and Allah Ta'ala dislikes yawning. So we have mentioned and we have learnt regarding who was the first person to sneeze, that is Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. The scientific background behind sneezing, that is all the germs and viruses, the bacteria that are in our air passage, that are in our nostrils. When we sneeze, all of that comes out. And it actually, I'm sure you must have noticed as well, it does make you feel much more lighter. You feel that you can now breathe properly. And you know, when a person sneezes, the speed of that, according to scientific research, the speed of that is 100 miles per hour. Subhanallah, subhanallah. There is so much, dear viewers of Madinah Channel, for you and I to be grateful for you and I to show thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The blessings Allah ta'ala has granted you and I, that is countless. We cannot even count it. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, as the Quran teaches us, that if you were to count the bounties, if you were to count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will never ever be able to do so. So always say, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Now let us go towards the benefits of sneezing. And in this regard, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahimahullah, he says that sneezing, it clears the mind, it lightens the head, and it refreshes one's mood. And this makes it easier for a person to perform ibadat, to engage himself in worship, And doctors, I mean, they also say that if a cold comes, right, and passes, then this acts as a remedy for many, many illnesses. And on the other hand, yawning is very detrimental. You know why? Because yawning is a sign of laziness and it brings stagnation to the body. So sneezing is liked by Allah while yawning is liked by shaitan. And that is why the Prophets alayhi salatu wasalam never ever yawned. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So from this we come to understand and realize that by a person yawning continuously, that could be a sign that the person is lazy, the person is being stagnant, the person is not being so productive. So to avoid all of that, we have to make ourselves productive. And productivity isn't always about being busy. Productivity, it's what matters is the quality over the quantity. So we should try and avoid laziness. We should try and avoid stagnation to our body by occupying ourselves with those kind of activities which keep our mind going in a positive light, which keep our physical self going in a positive light. So let's go on to the next narration. And this teaches us what should we do after sneezing. Look at the beautiful teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is even guiding you and I, guiding his ummah to what should we do after we sneeze. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that when any one of you sneezes, he should say Alhamdulillah, and his brother or companion, they should say Yarhamukallah. And when they reply with Yarhamukallah, then the person who sneezed, he should say Yahdikumullah wa yuslih balakum. And this means, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you guidance and improve your condition. And in another narration, it states that the former should say Yaghfirullahu lana wa lakum. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive you and me. And Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi rahimahullah, he also said that sneezing, it is a blessing from Allah. Yes, undoubtedly. For you and I to sneeze, it is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what should we do? If someone has to come and give you a gift, someone comes to gift you something, someone gives you a present, someone gives you perhaps a bottle of itar, what do you tell the person? You tell the person shukran, you tell the person thank you. You know, you're expressing your thanks to that person, you're expressing your gratitude to that person. When we sneeze, this is a blessing from Allah, so we should praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it, since the person, he appreciated the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by praising him, and the one who heard it responds with a supplication. Allah, Allah, how beautiful is this deen, how beautiful is Islam, how beautiful is the Quran and the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that through one sneeze we are exchanging du'as with each other, we are exchanging du'as with our Muslim brothers, with our loved ones, with our parents, with our siblings, with our teachers, with our colleagues, by one sneeze. Look at the wisdom behind a sneeze, dear viewers of Madani Channel. So the person who heard the sneeze responds with a supplication by saying what? By saying Yarhamukallah, may Allah Ta'ala have mercy upon you. As this person did a favor by supplicating for him, now it is only right to respond with a favor. So the one who sneezed should supplicate and say Yarhamukallah in response to hearing Yahdikumullah wa yuslih balakum. And in this, dear viewers of Madani Channel, as I've mentioned, that there is profound wisdom in the exchange of these words. This is the beauty of our beautiful religion of Islam, the teachings of the Quran, the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, one day an incident happened, and that was two men, they sneezed before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded to one of them, but did not respond to the other. So the man said that, "O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have responded to him, but not me." And then the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that that man praised Allah, but you did not praise Allah. Allahu Akbar. And in another narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that when someone says Alhamdulillah after sneezing, do you know what happens then? An angel responds with Rabbil Alameen, completing the phrase. So if the person who sneezes says Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, the angel replies Yarhamukallah, may Allah have mercy on you. Subhanallah, how beautiful is this? Dear viewers of Madani Channel, these are all the beautiful insights, the wisdom behind a sneeze, to show you and I that to sneeze, it is not insignificant. No, rather a sneeze, it holds significance. Do you know Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Radha Khan Rahimahullah, he said that at the time of sneezing, many people only say Alhamdulillah. And he says that one should say the entire phrase, the complete phrase, which is Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And so he further states that what a great blessing it is to receive a prayer of mercy from the pure tongue of an angel. Allahu Akbar. That is, when you sneeze, right, and you say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, the angels pray for you by saying Yarhamukallah. The angels, they are making this dua for you. May Allah have mercy on you. So even if one only says Alhamdulillah, the sunnah is fulfilled. However, the honor of receiving a prayer from the angels, this is missed. You know, the Imam Ahmad Radha Khan rahimahullah, he quotes and he referenced Al-Qawl al-Badi, also states that the most excellent and the most complete phrase of praise of hamd after sneezing is Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen ala kulli halim ma kana min halin wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi Muhammad wa ahli baytihi. This is something that you and I, we should try to memorize. We should try to memorize it. And once we have memorized it, once we learn it, then teach it to others as well. As this is also a complete form of expressing your gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after you sneeze. Now one may ask, okay, I have heard someone sneeze, right? Maybe my father or my brother or my friend, my colleague, whoever it may be, I have heard a person sneeze. Is it necessary to respond to that sneeze? Now, nowadays, many out there may not know how to say Yarhamukallah, and they are unaware that something should be said after sneezing and in response to it. So we should remember that saying Alhamdulillah after sneezing, this is sunnate muakkada. It is an emphasized sunnah to say Alhamdulillah. So the ruling now regarding sunnate muakkada is that, and this is very, very crucial, this is very, very important for you and I to learn, for you and I to know, that the ruling regarding sunnati muakkada is that if it is missed once or if it is missed twice without an excuse accepted by the Sharia, accepted by Islamic law, then it is deemed blameworthy. But if one makes it a habit of neglecting it, if one makes a habit of neglecting it, then now one becomes sinful. Allahu Akbar. So this shows that you and I, when we sneeze, we must say Alhamdulillah, and the one who hears our sneeze, they should say Yarhamukallah. They have to. Now, here's a very, very interesting incident which actually motivates you and I that, you know what, when someone sneezes, we should respond. We should respond to their sneeze. And oftentimes what happens is that when we know a person has sneezed, sometimes we turn a deaf ear to it, sometimes we turn a blind eye to it, and we think, oh, it's okay, I don't need to reply, it's fine, I can just continue with my life and I can continue as normal. Now, I want you and I to observe and to listen to this incident wherein once the compiler of Sunan Abu Dawood, Imam Abu Dawood Suleiman, rahimahullah, he was once traveling on a boat, right? And while he's traveling on this boat, he heard someone sneeze and say, Alhamdulillah. Do you know what he did? Imam Abu Dawood, rahimahullah, he rented a small boat for one dirham. He sailed towards that person who sneezed. He responded to the sneeze by saying, Yarhamukallah, and then returned. He came back. When he was asked, Hazrat, why did you do this? Oh, Imam, why did you do this? Do you know what he said? He said that when that person sneezed, he praised Allah. And perhaps that person is accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his prayers are answered. When those people on the boat, the boatmen, when they slept, they heard someone in their dream say that, oh boatman, oh you who are on this boat, Abu Dawood purchased paradise from Allah for one dirham. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Can you imagine? What act did he do? He purchased Jannah for one dirham. That one dirham, he sailed to that area where the person sneezed, where he heard the sound coming from. Why? To reply to him, just to go there and say, Yarhamukallah. Such, look at his sincerity. Allahu Akbar. This goes to show that you and I, we shouldn't also let it just go for granted. No. When you hear someone sneeze and they say, Alhamdulillah, respond by saying, Yarhamukallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon him and forgive all of us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. One day, the Jews, they used to sneeze in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because they had this hope that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, Yarhamukallah to them. So, however, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do you know what he would say? Our master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say to them when he would hear their sneeze, he would say, Yahdikumullah wa yuslih baalakum. May Allah ta'ala guide you. This was the response of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to those kuffar, that he would respond in this way. And subhanallah, these are all the beautiful teachings and the guidance from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, teaching you and I etiquettes, teaching you and I adab, teaching you and I adab of what to say when you sneeze, how to respond when you sneeze. You know, once the fourth Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that if any of you do not respond to his brother's sneeze when he says Alhamdulillah, The one who sneezed will hold him accountable and take recompense from him on the day of Qiyamah for not responding. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. This is a very crucial matter, dear viewers of Madani Channel. This is a very serious matter. Now, the ruling on responding to a sneeze is that one must do so immediately. As soon as you hear a person sneeze and he said, Alhamdulillah, immediately without any delay, you say, Yarhamukallah, because any delay without a valid excuse, according to Sharia, this is considered a sin. You know, Imam Dimashqi, rahimahullah, he writes and he says that it is necessary to respond to salam and sneezes immediately. That when someone comes to you, when someone greets you, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, and you give it a deaf ear and you don't reply, this is wrong. So we should reply instantly, immediately, when we hear someone giving us salam, and when we hear someone sneeze and says alhamdulillah, immediately you and I must say yarhamukallah. So it is makruh tahrimi and a sin to delay the response without a valid excuse. And above that, the sin, it's not, you know, simply erased by responding later, thinking that, you know what, okay, maybe I didn't reply immediately, maybe I didn't say respond to his sneeze immediately, maybe after 5 minutes, after 10 minutes, or later on I would go and respond. No, it doesn't mean that that sin is erased simply by responding later. Now what one will have to do is repent, because now repentance is required. And that is why we are taught to repent as a precaution by saying, oh Allah, I repent from and ask you, oh Allah, to forgive me for every occasion when I deliberately or forgetfully delayed the response or did not respond at all to a sneeze when it was necessary. Allahu Akbar. So from this we see that sneezing is no small deal, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Sneezing doesn't just go nowhere. No, it holds value. It holds weight. It holds significance. It is an exchange of du'as between two Muslims. How beautiful is that? Not only between two Muslims, but rather even the angels give you du'as as well. When you say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, what are the angels saying? The angels are saying Yarhamukallah. When you say Alhamdulillah, the angels, they are saying Rabbil Alameen to complete that phrase. Now once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so beautifully he said that sneezing during prayer. Look at this narration of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He said that sneezing during salah, during prayer, it is from the devil. It is from shaitan. Now remember that shaitan, the devil, becomes happy when one sneezes during prayer. Why? Because he has disrupted it. The concentration, the focus is gone. Otherwise, sneezing is not prohibited. Rather, it is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, provided that it is not caused by an illness. And you know what's really, really fascinating and fun to know is that you may come across someone, or maybe you have come across someone before, wherein they would sneeze once, then they would sneeze twice, then they would sneeze thrice consecutively, one after the other. Do you know how virtuous this is? How blessed this is? Because once Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he sneezed 3 times consecutively in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And you know what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him that, oh Uthman, shall I not give you the good news that Jibreel alayhi salam brought me news from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that whoever sneezes 3 times consecutively, his iman, his faith becomes firm in his heart. Allahu Akbar. I'm sure you must have experienced this. I'm sure those, your loved ones, your siblings, you may have seen someone who has sneezed 3 times consecutive. Look at the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why in the beginning, we have heard that if you were to count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you would never ever be able to do so. Allahu Akbar. You know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a very beautiful narration, he mentions that the most truthful speech is the one during which a sneeze occurs. And Sayyidina Umar al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that a single sneeze during a conversation, this is more beloved to me than a truthful witness. You know, at times, our elders, they would tell us, you know, as they are talking, as they are having a convo, they are having a conversation, and they are sitting in a group, maybe 2, 3, or 5 people, and they are talking about something, and a person suddenly, he sneezed, the person sneezed, and then we would hear these comments and these remarks by saying, okay, what we're talking about, it is true. And to substantiate this, Imam Ahmad Radha Khan rahimahullah, he writes and he says that when something being narrated whose truth or falsehood is unknown, if someone sneezes at that moment, it is considered a sign of the matter being truthful. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. These are all the views of Madini Channel. These are the wisdoms behind a sneeze. In one other narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that sneezing during a supplication is a true witness. And Ala Hazrat rahimahullah, he said that sneezing while supplicating, while making dua, you are making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in that moment you sneezed, Ala Hazrat rahimahullah, he says that this is a sign of acceptance, a sign that the dua you make, a sign that the supplication is accepted. Look at how beautiful the wisdoms behind a sneeze is. These are all the teachings, these are all the guidance that our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving to you and I. And speaking of our master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, we always do have a very beautiful kalam, and today mashallah we do have a kalam. So let us go forward and listen to this beautiful kalam, and thereafter we will be back to discuss further into this beautiful topic. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Le raza sab chale madine ko, main na jaun are khuda na kare, jaano dil ho shokhrad sab to madine pahunche, tum nahi chalte raza sara to saman gaya, mera dil aur meri jaan madine wale, mera dil aur meri jaan madine wale, tujh pe so jaan se qurban madine wale, tujh pe so jaan سے قربان مدینے والے بھر دے بھر دے میرے داتا میری جھولی بھر دے بھر دے اب نہ رکھ بے سر و سامان مدینے والے اب نہ رکھ بے سر و سامان مدینے پھر تمنا زیارت نے کیا دل بے چین تمنا زیارت نے کیا دل بے چین پھر مدینے کا ہے ارمان مدینے والے پھر مدینے کا ہے ارمان مدینے قسمت میں مدینہ لکھ دے لکھ دے میری قسمت میں مدینہ لکھ دے اے تیری مل دان مدینے والے ہے تیری ملک قلم دان مدینے والے حشر حشر میں تم میرے عیبوں کو چھپائے رکھنا ہوں گناہوں پہ پشیماں مدینے پشیمان مدینے والے تیرا در چھوڑ کے جاؤں تو کہاں جاؤں میں تیرا در چھوڑ جاؤں میں میرے آقا میرے آقا میرے سلطان مدینے والے سگے طیبہ مجھے سب کہے کہ پکارے بے دم سگے طیبہ مجھے سب کہے کہ پکارے بے دم یہی رکھے میری پہچان مدینے والے یہی رکھے میری پہچان مدینے والے میرا دل جان مدینے والے تجھ پہ سو جان سے قربان مدینے والے
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلاۃ وسلم علیک یا رسول اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ very heart touching کلام الحمدللہ coming back to our topic of discussion in which we are discussing this topic called the wisdom behind a sneeze. And mashallah, we have discussed many aspects in relation to this. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam being the first person to sneeze. And from there, Allah Ta'ala told him to say Alhamdulillah. And that's how we are taught to say Alhamdulillah after sneezing. To reply by saying Yarhamukallah when we hear someone sneeze. And we've also shed light on that it is also encouraged that we should say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. For when a person says this, then the angels supplicate for such a person and they say Yarhamukallah. The angels make this dua, may Allah have mercy on you. And we have also mentioned that when a person sneezes, duas are exchanged. And this is so, so beautiful, the views of Madani channel. Now there is one narration wherein Sayyidina Abu Rafi' radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left his home to go to the masjid. And he was holding my hand. When we reached Jannatul Baqi, when we reached the cemetery, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sneezed. And he let go of my hand. And then he stood up as if he were surprised. And I said, O Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have you said something that I did not understand? And at that time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam came to me and said that when you sneeze, say Alhamdulillah ka karamihi walhamdulillahi ka izzi jalalihi. This means that all praise belongs to Allah, as is His generosity, and all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as is His honor and greatness. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says three times, my servant has spoken the truth. My servant has spoken the truth. My servant has spoken the truth. He has been forgiven. Allahu Akbar. Look at this blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That it is only for you and I to practice upon these teachings, to implement these teachings into our lives. You know, this action, it's for the purpose of teaching the ummah Otherwise, the status and the maqam of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is such that it is through his blessed intercession, through his blessed shafa'ah, that we sinners will be forgiven, insha'Allah. Now, many might be suffering from toothache, maybe from earache, maybe from stomach pain. And before I actually mention this part of it, just for a fun fact actually, and that is, you may have noticed as well, that when you sneeze or when you see someone who has sneezed, the eyes aren't open at that time. When a person sneezes, the eyes, they automatically close. So why is this? This is a reflex of the human body, of the eyes to close like that when a person sneezes, to prevent any germs, any bacteria, any viruses from going into the person's eyes. So as a protective measure, the body automatically, the eyes, they automatically close when a person sneezes. Look at this blessing from Allah, dear viewers of Madani channel. That is why always remember to say Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Now, coming back to this here, one who's suffering from a toothache, earache, stomach pain, and there's a beautiful remedy for protection from these as well. When someone sneezes and says Alhamdulillah, and the listener, the listener precedes him in saying Alhamdulillah, then according to a hadith, such a person will be protected from toothache, from earache, and stomach pain caused by indigestion. Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi rahimahullah, he said that whoever says Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen ala kulli hal, upon sneezing, he says this, and runs their tongue over their teeth, then such a person will be protected from dental diseases as well. Subhanallah. And he says that this has been tried and tested. So next time you sneeze, say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen ala kulli hal, run your tongue over your teeth, and inshallah, you will be protected from dental diseases. Now, what are some of the adab, some of the manners, some of the etiquettes when you do sneeze, you know? And for this, it is mentioned that whenever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam sneezed, do you know what he did? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would cover his face with his hand or a cloth. And this, it actually muffled the sound of his blessed voice. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So this teaches you and I that we should refrain from sneezing loudly. Yes, sneezing, we know it is a good thing. It is liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this entire explanation, it is in relation to an unexpected sneeze. Sneezes caused by a cold are not significant, but making as little noise as possible is considered cautious. And in the case of sneezing in a masjid, now here, there is even more emphasis on sneezing quietly. Some people, I'm sure you may have noticed as well, that some people sneeze so loud with such a forceful sound that the person who is on the right, he jumps and he thinks, what bomb has happened? You know, what happened? Did something happen? There was nothing really there. It was just the person sneezing so loud that it shocked. It actually woke up the next person and he jumped in surprise thinking, what has happened? And the person is wondering, what just happened? So the adab, the etiquette, we should sneeze softly. Raising your voice while sneezing, this is foolishness. So deliberately raising one's voice while sneezing, this is not a sign of a well-mannered person. You know, in everything there is manners, there are etiquettes. Even with sneezing, there are etiquettes as well. And look at how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught you and I that we cover our face with our hand or with our cloth, and we don't make the sound so loud. Some people, they take a bad omen from a sneeze. And regarding this, Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi rahimahullah, he said that many people consider sneezing a bad omen, meaning they take it as a misfortune, as a sign of misfortune. For example, if someone is going to do something and hear someone sneeze, they assume that the task will not be completed now. This, dear viewers of Madani channel, this is complete ignorance. As you know, taking something as a bad omen, it has no base. There is no basis for it. Calling something a bad omen, which has been referred to in hadith as a truthful witness, sneezing, a truthful witness, this is a serious error. Now, we have mentioned some beautiful etiquette, some beautiful manners with regards to sneezing. And two, for each and every one of us to be more alert, to be more aware, to be more educated on this matter, because there are some rulings as well. And as I've mentioned, that sneezing, you know, it is significant. Sneezing is liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, just to go through a few. Responding to a sneeze once, it is necessary, provided that the one who sneezed says Alhamdulillah. And if the same person now, he sneezed again for the second time in that same gathering, and he says Alhamdulillah, now responding to that is no longer necessary, but it is recommended, it is mustahab, it is preferable that you reply to it. Otherwise, there is no harm in that. And the second point is that one who sneezes should say Alhamdulillah loudly so others can hear it and can respond as well. The next point is that if a person sneezes in the presence of many people and says Alhamdulillah, the obligation is fulfilled on behalf of all the listeners if only one person responds with Yarhamukallah. And it is no longer obligatory for everyone now to respond. But yet again, it is better if everyone responds. And if someone sneezes during the khutbah, what should one do? The listeners, they should not respond. And sneezing does not break the salah. It does not invalidate one's salah. Now, let us go to this point where sometimes in salah, a person may sneeze. What do they do then? So if someone sneezes and a person who is praying, reading salah, responds by saying, Yarhamukallah, the prayer, the salah is nullified. It is broken. But if the one who is praying sneezes and says Yarhamukallah to himself, their salah is not broken. And if another person sneezes and the person says Alhamdulillah, their prayer is not nullified. And if they say it with the intention of responding, now the salah, it will become invalid. So the next point is that the sounds, you know, the sounds of letters that are involuntarily produced in salah when sneezing, coughing, yawning, or burping, these are excused. And another beautiful point to think of is, and to know actually, that if a non-Muslim says Alhamdulillah, now what do you do? Do you say Yarhamukallah? Do you reply in that way? So today we are going to learn about this, that if you hear a non-Muslim say Alhamdulillah after sneezing, then you say Yahdikumullah, may Allah guide you. Or you say Yahdikumullah wa yuslih baalakum, may Allah guide you and rectify your affairs in response to that. When it comes, if you hear your brother sneezing, you should reply by saying Yarhamukallah. And if you hear your mother, your wife, or your sister sneezing, then you should reply by saying yarhamukillah with a kasra on the kaf. So these were a few etiquettes, a few manners with regards to sneezing. And as you know, time is always of the essence, and we have come right up until the end of our beautiful episode today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us complete understanding of the deen. Until next time, stay wise, stay kind, and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.